Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Grant, your DIY business coach, coming here live in Studio U, talking today about creativity and confidence. Creativity and confidence. This is our monthly episode of The Millionaire Mindset, and we're talking about the 7 attributes that create confidence and creativity in your confidence. You have to be very confident to start creating, to start be creative, correct? And when you are, that's a little too. And when you are in the business of having your own business and being your own entrepreneur, you have to be very, very creative in your business. And creativity means like, how would you get people to see you? How would you get people to pay attention to what you're saying, what you're doing? So those are the things you have to do to actually start being really, you have to be creative in your business. All right, guys. We're finished getting set up. It moved a little bit. So we're going to go over the 7 steps or 7 things you can do with yourself to teach you how to be creative in your business and to build the confidence. We are now live on Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, Spotify. We're going to just upload to YouTube a little bit later. Hi. Hey, Kima. How are you? So we're here live talking about being creative and confident and having confidence in your business, in where you're trying to get people to look at your business, talk about things that are going on in your business. There, you have to be creative to grab their attention. People are... like, we have TikTok now. We have all these other items that keeps people's attention. What are you doing in your business to grasp people's attention? What are you doing to keep them focused in your... Do you have the confidence to do the crazy TikTok videos, to do put yourself out there to make sure you are creating that content that actually grasps their attention? So we're going to go into the 7 things that you have to use to help you get your confidence up to be as creative, to be creative as you need to be. So step 1, don't compare yourself to others. What you do is extremely unique, extremely, extremely awesome, extremely different. You know, so don't compare yourself to others. Whatever you're putting out there, you don't have to do everything. Some people say, oh, you have to be on here with full face makeup. Your hair has to be done. There's different things that needs to be done. You know, you need to be in a suit. You need to be in a dress. There are certain things that it says that you need to have when you are building your business, when you are being in front of the camera. I don't believe in none of that. I believe you have to move at your own pace. You have to move how you are comfortable, what makes you feel good about yourself. If you think you have to be on the camera with full face, your hair done all the time, and, you know, then that's what you do. If you think you need to be in this fancy dress and your titties out or you shaking your booty while you're doing your thing, that's what you do. However you feel confident in moving forward is what you need to do in building your business and building that confidence and getting the things out there that you want people to see, to grasp their attention. But the main part about it is to be consistent in it. So whatever you're going to do, however you're going to dress, every time I come on this podcast, I have one of my shirts on. I have something that represents my podcast, my brand, something that I am promoting out there. So this is me. This is all me. So I make sure that I put on my stuff for my show, right? So this is in my studio, you know, and everything else. So those are the things that happen. Number 2, is abandon perfectionism. But everything that you put out there does not have to be perfect. It does not have to be perfect. Sometimes you're going to have things that are very imperfect. And the thing is like, you have to do what you have to do to be who you are. And sometimes worry on perfection. What makes it perfect? Because if you don't ever put it out there, nobody will know if it's perfect or not perfect. And how do you know that it's perfect? You know what I mean? What makes it perfect? What makes what you're doing perfect or imperfect? You're only in your head when it comes down to that. So when you're pushing forward to things, sometimes just put it out there. Get that criticism. Get those people out there saying what and talking about you. Because any comments, any posts that are out there are good comments and are good posts. So making sure that you are actually out there posting and getting your stuff out there is great. I'm not the best with grammar. Okay, so sometimes y'all send me a DM, be like, yo, this word is spelled wrong. I missed the apostrophe. I missed the S. Great. I am not one to be mad about that. Like, I appreciate the help. Kudos. But those are the things you have to make sure you put yourself out there so that you can be successful in your business, because if you never put it out there, nobody will know you're even doing it. And what's the point what's the point if nobody knows that you're doing it? So number three is set goals within your control. Make sure you're setting those goals out there. Make sure you're doing things that are within your control. You're setting these goals that you have control over. Don't set a goal that you are going to build this business, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and you don't have that money to do it. You know how much money you have in the bank. You know how much you can work on marketing. You know what you can do to put yourself out there. So make sure when you are setting these goals, you're setting realistic goals that you can maintain, you can control, you can have control over. I can't say I want a million people to be on my podcast tomorrow. That's just not going to happen. You know what I mean? But I could say maybe I can get 5 or 10 consistent people. Maybe I can reach out to more people. Maybe I can do more marketing to get more people to post, to get more people on my podcast. You know, interviewing more people. Those are things that you can always control and talk and push forward in your business, okay? So that is number 1, 2, and 3. So we got don't compare yourself to others, abandon perfectionism, and set goals that you have in control. Just to give you a recap for those people who are just jumping in, make sure that you understand your position in where you're going and your goals in where you're going. That is what you have to really focus on. And who is your audience? Who are you talking to? All right. So this podcast is always sponsored by I Am Unique Brand and Be Unique Brand. Make sure you get your fact tat on the BeUnique.com, BeUnique.today site. Make sure you get it, BeUnique.today. So make sure you pick up your fact tat. Let's talk about fact tat. And make sure you pick up your planners out there on the I Am Unique website. They're also on Amazon. So go on Amazon, look them up, the I Am Unique, right? Google it, and you will see the planners and purchase the planners. So just go to my website. Go to IamUniqueWrite.com, and you'll see these planners on my website. All right. We're going to now break into number 4. Don't assess your creativity. You know, when you're thinking about being creative and when you're doing creative things, don't assess those things. Just do it, because you never know how people are going to like it. You may not think that it is up to par or whatever, but look at Jackson Pollock. He created art with splashing paint on a white canvas. That's creative. those are things that make people actually look at what he is doing. And nobody would have thought that art would sell. You know, you got the Monets, you got the all these other artists out here that make your work different. You know what I mean? So make sure you are doing things that are creative. And sometimes you don't have to worry about what you think about it or who's looking at it. Somebody eventually will like it because it's different. People will like your stuff because it is different. So do things that are creative to you. Make it, put it out there, promote it. Have that confidence behind it, because if you put that confidence behind your creativity, people will grasp towards what you're doing. People will be like, oh man, they feel the confidence coming into it. They know that you're doing it's so great. So make sure you have that confidence in creating those things. Make creativity a daily habit. Find something to do creative every day. You know what I mean? Go out there and promote what you're doing, promote what you're saying. Make it creative every day. Make your posts different, or have a consistency in your posts, but it has a little creative flow. Make sure that what you're doing is creative every day. Change it up a little bit, you know, change some colors in it, do some lives, do whatever you have to do, make a joke about it, whatever you really have to do to be creative. Make sure you do that and put that extra effort of confidence behind it. Now, I know you guys are seeing on my Instagram page. If you're not following me, go to IamUniqueWright.com on my Instagram page and look at that. Every day I go for a walk. So I talk, no matter how I'm looking, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter what is going on inside of me, I do this walk and I talk to you about motivational things that are going on in my life at that moment, or things that I think that could help you grow and to become a better entrepreneur. So these are the things that I do in my daily walk to motivate you. So I have the confidence to go out there. I'm walking. I'm not about to put on makeup to go for a walk. For what? So my skin get all nasty and all this makeup get in my pores? No, I'm not about to do my hair up to go for a walk. The hair is how it is, and it's gonna look how it's gonna look. I'm gonna be sweaty in a little while. It's freaking in Georgia. It is 90 degrees outside at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you're gonna be sweaty. You're going to be hot. So I'm not about to have my flat iron my hair, do all this crazy stuff to my hair to pour the sweat out so that I look even crazier at the end of the show. So those are the things that what works for me. You know what I mean? So make sure you're creative daily and doing create content daily. Now, if you would like to be on my podcast at any point of time, send me a DM. I'm always here. I would love to have guests. I'm trying to build up the roster to have guests on my podcast. So make sure you send me a DM so that you can be on my podcast, or send me a message. If you ever want to call in to the podcast while I am doing it, feel free to call in and let's talk. You can call in at 563-99-3562, and just ask me questions about what's going on, how you feel about it. This is a live show, so we are here talking to you live in your business. So number six is the most powerful one that I really like and engage into on a daily basis. Treat your work like it's an experiment. Treat your creativity as if it's like an experiment. Like, keep playing, keep trying new things, keep doing new things, keep moving it around, shaping it. When it's not working right, try another perspective of it. You know, when you were in elementary school, right, they would say, what is the purpose? What is the plan? What is the process? What's the situation? What is the conclusion of your science project, right? We're building volcanoes. So you put baking soda, and then you add that vinegar, that white vinegar in there, and the red dye, and then it shoots up in the air. And some of you guys have put way too much baking soda in there, not enough baking soda in there, way too much vinegar in there, and way too much red dye, and it just goes everywhere. You know, so those are the things, like how are you going to be creative and experiment with your business? Post stuff, do live videos, see what people are actually, you know, reacting to, responding to. You know, your energy, change your energy, change your ways of you moving, change your looks. Maybe if you show some cleavage, show some abs, you know, show some chest hair. Put something sexier on, put something more conservative on, you know, whatever it is to get people to pay attention to you, just start doing those creative things in it. Do a little happy dance. If you gotta do the little happy dance, do a little happy dance. Whatever it is out there that is working for you, make sure you do those things that will create people to come to you and talk to you and push forward. And get into your space, get into your head, because whatever it is positive. They will always come back. They will always talk to you. They will always give you feedback. If they're watching your lives, if they're watching your videos, if they're liking your posts because you're silly or you got a pretty dress on or a pretty suit on or your hair is not done, if they're even talking negative things about you, that is perfectly fine, because the algorithm in Instagram and social media and on your site gets people attention, gets people out there, gets people to create, be willing to interact with you regardless of what you are saying and doing. So make sure you are treating this as an experiment in your business. Make sure you're experimenting with different avenues, with different things. Like, again, I was on an interview with somebody and they were telling me that, you know, I'm going to start using different platforms so that I can get my podcast on multiple platforms. So I'm going to start going out here and using Anchor so that I can get my podcast on different platforms. So those are the things that I'm going to do and experiment with it, starting to do better graphics on my YouTube page and re-uploading a lot of these videos so that they can, you know, have a little bit more creativity. Sometimes you got to look at other people's work and see what they're doing and get that level of creativity and get some ideas flowing in your head. Creating an intro, making a difference. So these are different little things, aspects that I'm going to put on my podcast to make sure that you guys know what we're talking about, what's going on. You know what I mean? So you have to keep experimenting and keep experimenting with stuff. Maybe it's the time, maybe it's you like I was listening to this podcast the other day, and he was like, he does a daily podcast. Imagine doing this every day, all day. But the trick was that he doesn't do it every day. He only does it 3 days out of the 3 days out of the month. I mean, 3 days out of the month. And he'll sit there all day and mash out 30 podcasts in those 3 days, 10 podcasts a day. And then he batches them out and uploads them all at the same time. And then he schedules the time when they're supposed to hit. So every time he schedules them, it's going to hit. So those are the things that you can do. It saves you time. So this guy is doing 30-day podcasts, a podcast every day, but only working 3 days out the week. I mean, he probably is doing other things in his business and building other programs, but when it comes down to the podcast side of it, he's only doing them at 3 days. So those are the things that you have to find that system that works for you that can help you grow your business to the best abilities, okay? Create high pressure, number 7, is to create high pressure scenarios, but provide a safety net. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, like put some pressure behind you. Like I went out here and I'm set every morning, I'm going to walk and give y'all a morning motivation, right? So every morning I'm going to do this. So I'm making myself wake up, go outside, get dressed every morning or every day at least to go for this walk. I told my fans, I told my people. So then I'm only on number 5 or 6 I told you guys that that's what I'm going to do. So now the crazy part is that if I don't do it, then I'm being inconsistent. So I put that pressure on me to make sure that I'm consistent. Then I'm getting two benefits out there. I'm reaching out to my family. I'm reaching out to my Instagram friends. I'm reaching out to the people that are on my social media every morning, right? Then I'm working out. So I'm getting my exercise in. I'm getting some fresh air. I'm breathing. So now I'm motivated to get a healthier lifestyle, to get fit, and to communicate with you guys. So it's like a two-for-one thing going on. But, you know, God forbid we go on vacation. Hey, I'll just say, hey, I'm going on vacation this weekend. I don't do it on the weekends. So I don't do it on Saturday and Sunday. Those are my days. Those are my days to be collective in doing the things that I want to do. So those are the things that you have to put forth in pushing your business and making sure that creativity and confidence. Going out there and making sure you're doing the things that you need to do to build your business and get yourself out there in the best abilities. So those are things. And I'm going to add a bonus to this. I'm going to add a quick little bonus to this. One of the best things about this is always continue to learn. Continue to learn. Continue to try new things. Keep that knowledge in your head going over and over and over again. Keep it moving. Keep it going. Keep it adjusting. Making sure you have that knowledge inside of you so that you can create yourself a better image. Like TikTok, go on different platforms, go on LinkedIn. I need to start working on my LinkedIn profile for this because I need to get it out there to professionals, people that maybe not be on Instagram or Facebook, but they'll listen to it from LinkedIn because I'm giving out great tips about business and life out there. So those are the things that you have to do to keep your business going and keep being creative in your business. All right, guys? So I'm in here. Anybody who would love to be on my podcast, please shoot me a DM. I'm always here. I'm always around. I'm scheduling out people to be in on my live or on my podcast every month on Wednesday at 9 p.m., we'll do it live. We'll record everything live and making sure that you are here and creating an awesome experience for you guys. So just to give you a recap, a final recap of what's going on is don't compare yourself to others. Abandon perfectionism. Let that shit go. Be who you are. Put the content out there because if you do not put it out there, nobody will see it. Set goals that are within your control. Make sure those goals are things that you can actually physically control. Don't obsess over your creativity. Just sometimes when you feel that you're done with it, put it out there and be done. Make creative habits daily. Try to be creative daily. I have a whole lot of little DIY projects in my house. I'm working on stuff, found a lamp, got to fix the lamp. So be out there making sure that you are creating something daily. Treat yourself, treat your work like an experiment. Keep trying new ways. Keep trying to do new things. Keep refocusing on your business different ways in your business. If you're cooking, keep doing it over and over again. Like try different seasonings with it. Maybe you can enhance it, make it a better flavor. If you're creating content, keep making content. Put it out there. Then look back at it and maybe, you know, do some work, do some revisions to it. There's certain things out there, but if you don't put it out there, nobody will ever see it. They won't see it. So you make sure that you're putting it out there. Create a high-pressure scenario. Put your business out there. Put what you're saying out there. Put your goals out there so that you can create that pressure for you, create people to help you. So the goal right now is to make $10,000 in the next 5 days. That's my goal. I want you guys to buy my books. I want you to look at my classes. I want you to do consultations with me. I would like to help at least 100 people in their business in the next couple of weeks, manage scheduling them out, teaching people how to actually be an entrepreneur in the DIY business scope. I am very creative. That is why this is called the DIY. That's why I call myself the DIY business coach, because it's like do it yourself. Put yourself out there, build your system. Again, when I say DIY, that doesn't mean you always have to do every single step by yourself, but at least learn your processes on how you're going to put it out there to do it. Learn what you're going to do. Learn your focus. Learn where you're going. And make sure that you know how you're going to put yourself forward. So if anybody ever needs a coach, ever needs a business coach, ever needs a life coach, hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on YouTube, send me a message. I'm always responsive to my messages. I am here to coach. If you need an accountability coach, I am here to coach. Sometimes you just need somebody to be like, hey, wake up this morning. Hey, this is what we have to do this morning. You send me a list of the things that you have to do and the things that you want to be focused on, and we'll sit there and get focused on those items that you are doing. So make sure that you are being a part of that. So if there's any times that I can help you build your business, create the content that you need to create, whatever it is, I am here for you guys, okay? If y'all see something y'all want to talk to me about, you know, send me a DM. I'll bring up that topic and we'll talk about it. I'm always researching and looking for new stuff to talk about. I do this every week. So 52 weeks out of the year, that means I got to come up with 52 things minimum to talk about with you guys. So those are the things that I have to, you have to keep up, and I have to be creative, because talking, you can't be redundant and talk about the same thing over and over and over again. But in reality, it is all about creating a better business, a better lifestyle, about becoming a better person in your business, in your life, in your relationships, and everything else. So guys, make sure you stay tuned to my podcast. There are changes coming up in this next quarter that are going to be super spectacular. There's going to be new graphics coming in. There's going to be all kind of new stuff keeping you posted. We're putting the blog on the website. We're going to start teaching little things about how to do stuff the DIY way, how to put yourself out there, put your business out there. So make sure you are staying tuned. We're going to have different special guests with different products. If you want to learn about different products that are out there, you know, hit me up. If you have a product that you want to put out there, hey, hit me up. You never know who's going to listen. You never know who's going to be a part of this. So make sure you hit me up so you can be a part of it. And talk to people and talk to my audience and talk to everybody about what you are doing and what you are putting forth to build your business, all right? So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY coach tonight. Make sure y'all follow me, like this post, share it, repost it, do whatever you have to do to get this out there with your people. And we're talking about creativity and confidence within your business, within yourself, and be creative. Y'all use those creative juices. Don't ever tell anybody that you are not creative, because there's so many different ways of being creative. We're not all creative in the same way. Some people can home decorate. Some people can draw. Some people can write, you know, so there's so many aspects on how you can be creative in your business. You know, some people are better with technology than others, so make sure you are doing that. And if you haven't already, make sure you pick up my book by Pookie and read that book about removing negative people out your life. Make sure you pick up my planner, my business planner. If you're working on planning out your business, you can also purchase those on Amazon or hit me up directly. So just anything that's out there, let me know, and I'll create it or help create a system to work it out so that we can fix it. and make your life a little bit easier in this whole business aspect of doing business. So I will see you later. I'll talk to you guys. And I hope everybody has an awesome night and an awesome weekend. Please pay attention tomorrow around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be doing my motivational walk, so stay tuned for that. So I will talk to you guys later, and you have a great night. Bye-bye.